go.
Oh, welcome to the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast. It's Chemical Julian, and it's J&J Security. And we're a couple guys light tonight because somebody's having technical difficulties.
Yes, he is.
How are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing pretty good. We're enjoying a relaxing day. Raw was pretty good.
And I hear you're playing a few games.
Yeah, I'm playing WWE 2K24.
And what is the name? Okay, I know you're doing creator wrestler mode. So what's the name of your character?
Mad Jack.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't create me. I just wanted to create a random person that just popped into my head.
And who was Mad Jack's biggest feud with?
Roman and The Miz. Because The Miz is the general manager of SmackDown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who's the general manager of Raw?
William Regal.
Okay. Did you pick your general manager? Or are they just like
nope. It's how it is.
Wow, that's pretty funny.
How would be?
I appreciate they picked Regal as general manager, but Miz, I would not have picked him as general manager.
Yeah, no kidding. That's really weird.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're here to review tonight's WWE Monday Night Raw. And the biggest takeaways from the show, we got WrestleMania coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And we got a whole bunch of spots open for matches. And we don't know. We know some matches.
Mm-hmm.
We know that Rock and Roman are going to face Seth and Cody.
Mm-hmm.
We know that Seth's going to defend his world championship against Drew McIntyre. We know that The Rock is going to face Roman Reigns is going to face Cody Rhodes for the Undisputed Universal Championship.
We but know it that type of match, though, that depend on the tag team match.
Yeah,
I know.
We got Becky Lynch challenging Rhea Ripley. We've got Bayley challenging Io Sky.
I'm looking forward to seeing that match.
I'm trying to think what else. And so tonight's show, we were supposed to do two things. One, find out who Gunther is going to face at WrestleMania for the Intercontinental Championship.
Yeah.
And also, I think they're supposed to figure out what's going to happen with the tag team championships.
And we do find out what will happen. And the results, I am not disappointed.
So let's start off with the tag team championship. So kind of backstage.
Yeah.
Here's Judgment Day, and they're mad because they have a six-pack tag team ladder match at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to be Judgment Day defending their titles against DIY.
Yeah.
Awesome Truth.
Oh, yeah.
Is interesting.
Street Profits?
No, the New Day are going to be in it.
Who else?
You just pretty much spoiled who's going to win to be in that match next week.
That six pack gauntlet or whatever it's going to be, ladder match, whatever it's going to be, is going to be actually pretty good.
Ladies and gentlemen, the franchise bad blood.
Whoa, hold up. Is this a six pack gauntlet ladder match?
Yeah.
No.
So what it's going to be is it's going to be a six pack. So I'm assuming three teams in a ladder match against the champion. So it's going to be, I don't know why you call it a six pack challenge. There's going to be eight guys in the ring eight guys. Cause you got three teams and then the champions.
So should it just be called a fatal four way tag
team?
How
about we just call it a ladder match?
Or that. Yeah.
They called it a six pack because
they call it a six pack tag team ladder match
because there's going to be six tag teams fighting each other.
I don't understand how that's going to be.
I don't know.
So DIY, Awesome Truth,
Regeneration X,
maybe.
The Good Brothers are on NXT right now.
Legado del Fantasma.
No, here. Let me look at it.
Those are jobbers.
I know what you're talking about. I saw the graphics. You guys just want to say you're all looking sexy tonight. Hey, I mean, you know what? Thank you very much.
appreciate that. Clusterfucky,
but I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
I appreciate Huskies, that.
Huskies in the house too. Gable versus Sammy was pure magic. Yep.
It was. Yeah. I enjoyed that match.
But
and I did, and I told you guys Sammy was gonna be in the
I think we all kind of knew he was gonna
but be. Apparently his shoulders weren't down based on Hater's comment.
Well, they weren't, but
it exactly is what it is.
So technically, does that mean Chad Gable could say I was screwed?
Triple threat match.
I would be okay with that. That would actually be
fine.
Yeah,
it would be like Chad Gable getting his WrestleMania moment.
Yes, I agree. But yeah, with the whole tag team thing, I'm with you. It's a bit confusing, but I think I already know.
How are they going to fit 12 men in that tiny ring
A lot of people will spend time outside the ring.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm looking at it at Wrestler Observer Online. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So there's 6 tag teams.
Yes.
Six-pack challenge.
Yeah.
Well, so that's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 people in this match. 12 people in a ladder match.
Fighting over a ladder.
Is it a gauntlet match?
No. It's going to be a six-pack tag team ladder match.
Oh, my God.
So
there are going to be 12 people fighting for ladders.
So we're going to have a Royal Rumble ladder match.
Essentially, yes.
The way it looks.
A Battle Royal Rumble match.
So this is what it looks like right now. The six-pack tag team match. 5 other teams in this bout will be decided in a series of qualifying matches to take place on WWE programming in the coming weeks. Both teams from Raw and SmackDown will have an opportunity to qualify. The first 3 qualifying matches will take place Monday, March 18th, Raw. You'll have Alpha Academy, Otis and Tozawa, taking on The New Day, Kofi and Xavier. You'll have DIY, Ciampa and Gargano, facing the Creed Brothers. You'll have Austin Truth facing Indusheer. That's that right there.
Yeah.
So
DIY, you all know. Truth.
Yeah, we just said six-pack challenge center. So WrestleMania 40 Night 1 looks like Rock and Roman versus Cody and Seth.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The Women's Championship, Rhea versus Becky Lynch.
Oh, that's going to be Night 1.
The WWE Women's Championship, Io Sky versus Bayley. So Intercontinental Championship, we now see Gunther versus the winner of this gauntlet match we'll talk about later.
Yep.
And then the Undisputed WWE Tag Team Champions, Finn Balor and Damian Priest versus 5 other teams in the six-pack challenge.
And don't forget the United States Championship. Logan Paul is more likely going to fight Randy Orton.
Yeah, Logan Paul, Randy Orton.
Yeah,
Orton's going to take the U.S. title.
Oh, AJ Styles. Oh, and we forgot another match that was made tonight. We'll get to that too, which we talked about on the podcast 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago, and now all of a sudden it's coming to fruition.
The giant Nigerian giant Omos versus Bron Breakker.
Yes.
Moment of silence. Miro's marriage to Lana has ended. Correct. We're very sad. We're very sad to see. Hopefully, since they work with Jeff Jarrett.
No, Hater. It was Bobby Lashley. That's why they divorced. She went back to Bobby.
Once you go black, you never go back.
Well, now he's got a reason to be mad at God.
took his hot, flexible wife. Damn.
Fuck.
Just saying. Anyway, Julian, let's go ahead and get into this. I'm not even looking at that.
Oh, man. Too much putting in the
Who would win in a fist fight? You or a life-size peanut M&M? Me. I would win.
You would eat
I'll break that hard candy shell in a second. That didn't sound right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so Drew McIntyre comes out, not the cult of personality. Drew McIntyre comes to the ring, and he said he's going to face Seth Rollins, yada, yada, yada. That he's getting the what's and the CM Punk chants and all that. But McIntyre, like, you know, he's a heel. He doesn't care. He's just like, hey, Seth, I'm going to take your championship. And you've had this coming for quite some time now. And that's going to be that.
Question. Do you guys think, since CM Punk is supposed to be returning next week for Raw, do you think he's going to announce that he's going to be
the special guest? That's like 2 weeks from now, bro.
Yeah, well, 2 weeks from now. Do you think he's going to be like the special, he's going to announce he's the special guest referee for the World Heavyweight Championship match?
That, I mean, honestly, I would hope so.
Could be.
Or maybe he would be special guest ring announcer. Or special guest timekeeper.
Or special guest commentator.
Commentator, yeah.
Maybe. I mean, something.
Commentator, something. No.
He was great. He was a great commentator.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hold on.
Wonder if he's going to wear the blazer, if he does.
You do that for the people. Yeah. More like special enforcer, yeah.
Yeah, I could see him do that.
I could see that. You put that comment on the screen, blood. Do it for the people. No, I'm not doing it for the people. Fine. There you go.
Haters just jealous. Only they ever broken.
God damn.
I swear to God, man. It's going to be one of those nights. Ladies, thanks. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us here on the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast. Monday Night Raw recap. I'm the franchise. That's the mixologist. That's J&J. Let's get to it.
So, Bora, McIntyre, and Rollins were just running their mouth tonight. Let's get to the first match here. First match of the night was the man Becky Lynch versus Liv Morgan. This was a very long match.
Two commercial breaks.
Yes. They even got a This Is Awesome chant.
It wasn't as bad as everyone online made it, because we were having a meeting during that time, and I was watching it while I was watching it on the other screen while I was talking to you guys. Yeah. And I seen a lot of botched spots, but then again, you just Liv Morgan. Her and Shotzi must be like sisters, because they be botching all kinds of stuff. But this was just one of the many women's matches.
Sasha Banks
tonight on Raw.
God damn. If you can get Center to say that, that's funny.
Liv is me.
I mean, but the thing is, so I've got to compliment Liv on her ring gear.
That's it. She had a nice ring gear.
Becky Lynch is just not compelling to me. So I was just surprised by how much TV time these both got, or how much ring time this match got. But hey, at the end of the match, what happens?
Mommy was right.
They're backstage, and Nia Jax attacks both of them and squashes them both in the back, which is great.
You're forgetting about Mommy, though.
Oh, yes.
Mommy made a special point, and it makes a lot of sense. You know, Becky wants to prove that she's the man. Becky wants to prove that she's this, that, and the other thing. So Becky keeps doing stupid-ass things in order to get to WrestleMania.
Yep.
But the man, I mean, but Mommy doesn't want the man getting her ass whooped and then having something to complain about when she loses that Mania.
Anyway, she agrees to fight Nia Jax next week. In
a last person standing match.
Place your bets, people.
Hey, what did I tell you, Julian?
We're going to be able to
me walk. As a champion, I don't want to do shit that's going to cause me to lose. I'm not going to be like, hey, you know what?
Dude,
I got a wrestling match in like, what's today? Today is Monday. I got a wrestling match on Saturday. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, let me go play in traffic and hopefully don't get hit by a car. Like, why would I do that? Me, I'm going to stay in the house and not leave my house, and I don't want to get hurt. You know what I'm saying? Why would I do something stupid?
If you're defending the title on Saturday or on Sunday or Saturday or Sunday, and on SmackDown, someone's like, I'm challenging you right here, right now.
You better wait till next week.
No.
Like Husky said, that's an NXT traffic. I mean, you don't see me walk through an NXT parking lot, do you? Nope.
No one goes, like, you don't go near that parking lot.
That's like walking through Compton at night. I'm just saying. Not going to happen. Not going to happen.
So after that, we got Adam Pearce and Nick Aldis talking backstage about tag team matches. And that's where we find out about the six-pack ladder match for the tag team titles.
That whole thing.
The way they brought it about made it seem like it was something spectacular. They were like, at the first WrestleMania, we had this battle royal, blah, blah, blah. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a six-pack challenge.
With a ladder.
With a ladder. And 12 people.
But the funny thing is, that when they say the first WrestleMania, don't you mean the second WrestleMania had a battle royal?
Right? Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Not like, the
first. If you're going to do a battle royal, do a gimmick battle royal like they did at WrestleMania.
If you're going to bring up, a certain event, at least make sure that that certain event you're bringing up, at least make sure you got the right information about
the right one.
Exactly.
If they wanted to make it special, they could have made this a tag team elimination chamber match with two dudes stuck in one cell for like 20 minutes.
Oh my God. Can you imagine how sweaty that shit would be? Oh,
no. Yeah, God.
Yeah, but I can't wait for night one of WrestleMania because Julian and I go head to head in predictions warfare.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Get the scorecard ready, brother.
I won't even go on the WWE producers chat to see the finishes before it happens. Wink.
Hey, so tonight we had a Life Meets Art match where Maxxine Dupri and Ivy Nile faced Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell. And Maxxine Dupri was going to do some goofy finishing move. Candice LeRae just started jawjacking her, talking shit. Like, about this is why the fans boo you and whatnot. And then Indy kicked her in the face and got the pin. 1, 2, 3.
Are Indy and Candice becoming heels?
I'm going to say Candice is. I don't think Indy will.
Oh, Indy going to follow.
Hey, where's Dexter Lumis?
Too busy filming.
Probably in jail from kidnapping people.
Wow. I think the last time he was on a TV show right now.
Yeah, he's on the fire show.
Tacoma
FD.
Is he like a regular?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's actually a pretty good actor.
And he talks.
Yes, he talks.
Well, must be somebody else.
My God, he talks. Oh, my God.
Just, I for me, like, so used to him playing a mute for so long, it's just like.
You know what I'm so used to, Josh? Mm. I'm so used to you telling me you're going to bring that belt to the show next week. Thanks, Josh. Thank you. Thank you, Josh.
I never said I would.
Hey, Josh, thank you. Thank you. just thank you, Josh.
It's John's. Wait, what?
Hey. Oh, God damn it. Why did you
switch? It's just Tom's birthday today.
Oh, John?
Yes.
Where's your mother?
Home. Actually, out of her neighbor's house.
Call your mom on the phone right now. We need to.
Josh, I swear to God.
Thank you, Josh. Thank you, Josh. Dial the number, Josh. Dial the number. What is her name, Josh? What is her name? What is her name, Josh?
Her name is Mom.
Oh no. What's her name, Josh?
Cindy. God damn it.
Yeah, let's get it in.
Wow.
We gotta get ready.
Can we not do this?
Did she answer the phone yet?
My bad boy, what do you want?
Yeah, she ain't gonna answer. She knows.
She's watching the show. She knows.
She's watching it right now. She's probably watching it right now. So, like, I ain't answering.
She's like, damn it. No, but for real, man, tell your mom happy birthday.
Yep.
Hello, Sydney.
That incorrect.
Spelled it wrong.
Oh my God. Anyway, let's go back to what we're talking about.
Oh, so in the backstage segment, Judgment Day comes in like, what the hell you mean we're doing a six-pack challenge? Goes, oh yeah, it was Mrs. and R-Truth's idea. Well, we want to face him in the ring right now.
Oh, God damn. Guys,
we're not here.
I didn't know my mom was that tough.
What's up, y'all? Oh, wait, it's Monday?
The six-pack tag ladder.
Cody Rhodes interview.
Okay, before you start with the Cody Rhodes interview. Cody, I'm not crying. You're crying. Okay? I'm not crying, Cody. You're crying. Because that shit was really, really, really heart-wrenching.
Mm-hmm.
If Cody doesn't win at Mania, the IWC is going to fucking melt down. Twitter is going to go... You remember a couple days ago when Facebook went down? And people are losing their shit.
Twitter.
People are losing their shit because they can't get on Facebook for like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
That's going to be Twitter. Twitter is going to melt down. People are going to lose their shit. Husky's right.
Enjoy every minute of it.
Husky is right. Motherfuckers are going to start committing arson. Like, it's going to be crazy. That building's probably going to get burned down if Cody doesn't win.
What is there? The world burn. Of course
the world would burn. If Roman walks in there as champion... And walks out
as champion.
The world is going to burn.
I'll be over the moon.
I'll be all like.
I mean, Julian told me he'd be so happy he would forget about. He said he'd be so happy he'd forget about 3MB.
I'll let him go. I'll be like,
give me a moment. I need to get comfortable.
You can only have one thing in life, Julian. It's going to be that or 3MB.
Just grab your lawn chair. I'll go for
that typically United States immediate gratification. And why can't we have both?
In the words of Alfred from The Dark Knight, some men just want to watch the world burn.
Yes.
Facts. Oh, Sinner is that guy who wants to watch the world burn.
Hey, so Cody Rhodes is saying tonight that he wants to win the championship and finish the story because he can't hand the title to his dad because his dad passed away. But he can always hand it to his mom, Michelle Rubio.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Rubio, like sapphire.
Stop.
I was going to say Rufio from Hook.
That's that CEO conspiracy again. I see that CEO conspiracy. Swerve, Cody's mom cost him the match. She comes in wearing polka dots, dropping elbows on people.
If she comes out as polka dots, Julian could literally say, I told you it was sapphire.
I did it. I called it.
Dude, the sun.
Even Vanessa, thank you for joining us here on Instagram.
Okay, here we go. I've got a whole new gimmick idea for Velveteen Dream.
Wow. Where did that go? No, stop right now. Whoa.
Because you got to use somebody familiar.
We're not trying to get canceled on this show. You can't be bringing on. What is wrong with you?
And you want to have someone who's a natural heel, so you have him run out with that bandana that he always wears with polka dots on it, and he says that he's the son of Sweet Sapphire. And his dad and Cody's dad are the same person, and his father never acknowledged him, and now he's here to take from Cody, who truly belongs to the family, and he is part of that family.
No.
Well, Sinner just dropped another bombshell.
Hey, Sinner?
No means no.
Don't bring the name up again.
No, 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 no.
Okay, no. Runs out of hey.
No.
Never put that comment up again. Let me go to the moderation. I'm gonna ban it right now.
My name's not Patrick Clark. It's Sexy Patrick. Sapphire.
You better stop it right now.
So he switches from purple to red.
Wow. What is he? A green light? What is he? Star Sapphire Sign?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Because,
my face
hurts.
I'm dying. Dusty from Rhodes
did wear red polka dots one time.
Josh, stop it. Do not feed this man. Do not feed. Do not, Josh. Do not feed this man.
It would work, man. It would work.
No, it wouldn't.
Okay, then make it.
Shout out to Taste of Lucha for joining us here on Instagram.
But why?
Make it
not to, of, not to see Patrick Clark return.
Yeah, what's his name? Make it one of the colognes. But he's like, all this time, I'm not really a cologne. They just adopted me. But when Dusty was down in Puerto Rico,
oh my God,
he left more than his boots in the ring.
Here's the thing. I could believe that.
Those are his comments. His comments alone. They do not reflect the – wow. Sinner just ruined the whole stream. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching. We'll see.
Oh, God, Sinner. No. No.
Wow.
No.
Oh, you're not gonna repeat that one, huh? Okay. You'll put that Parker Boudreaux one up, but you won't put that one up, huh? Okay.
Don't be mad at the sponsor of Nike. He didn't do
that. So, for example, I'm sure Virgil's got like an
illegitimate. I'm done. Just start leaving.
I hate you guys.
But we love you.
So,
I'm clean.
Neither do I, Taste of Lucha. Neither do I.
You have this kid come in the ring who claims to be Virgil's kid. Okay. And he talked. Hold up.
It's too soon for Virgil. It's too soon. He's been dead 7 days, guys.
And that's why he wants to keep the legacy alive.
7 days.
He wants to keep the legacy alive.
7 days, Julian.
Anyway, the punchline is this.
Can we give it 2 weeks at least?
His in-ring name? Meat sauce.
I am done with you guys today. Ricky Starks as Virgil's son. Get the out of here.
Oh.
Julian, I'm going to stand and applaud you.
We're
right
not
now.
Even done with
I'm applauding
this.
You. Right
Something now. Is wrong with you guys.
Shit. Set your shit down.
Something is wrong with you guys. Something is wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what to say.
God damn it! Who's
look,
putting
look,
this?
I can't even give you the disclaimer. Okay, the disclaimer wouldn't even work right now. Those are their comments. Their comments alone that do not reflect those of the roundtable.
I am clean. Teresa
Brown, thank you for joining us on Instagram. You are not clean. You are not clean. You're allowing Josh over there to say those horrible things. You're laughing at Julian and his horrible jokes about meat sauce. It's too soon.
Is he going to word
Virgil too soon?
Sucks, you know.
Ooh.
God damn it. There you go. Now you gave Julian something else.
He had an updated version of it. That might kind of work.
Josh,
Junior in the work release program become
wrestling. Stop talking.
Oh my God.
If you want to talk to me and do this promo, you got to pay me $20.
Oh my God.
Hey, what if Ted Junior came back as like the
He in prison. He ain't coming back.
Well, he does this whole gimmick where he's an orange jumpsuit.
Wow.
The wow. new nails.
He's the new wow. nail. They call him Tax.
God damn.
Something he ain't paying, right? His taxes?
Yes. Exactly. Yes.
I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. These guys have lost their beloved mind. This is what happens when we have a good Monday Night Raw. They just lose their mind. We've been so used to having crappy Raws for so long. The first time they have a good Raw, these guys lose their mind.
Sinner's still going.
What was your favorite match on Raw? Was it Liv Morgan versus Becky Lynch?
Oh, or was it Candice LeRae? Not even. Oh, God damn it.
Anyway, so Cody gives us a very emotional, impassioned in-ring speech where I was like, oh God, this dude. Like, first of all, we gonna talk about, and then he'd just be talking. If you ever wanted to commit like credit card or identity theft on someone, it'll be Cody Rhodes, because he tells you so much about himself in the ring. So back when I grew up as a child, I was 6 years old, living in a 323 Cedar Lane. Even like, Cody, shut the fuck up, man.
What do you want to cry about?
It's like we know the story. We know the story. Oh, you can, of course you can't give the belt to your dad because your dad's dead. We know this. We don't need Christian to come out and tell us this.
All of a sudden, Christian shows up like, what? Someone's dad?
Every week it's like, you know that my dad, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
First of all, Dwayne, if you said Cody's dad is dead, you're stealing my gimmick. That's my thing.
Wow.
No, he did it.
No, if he does do that.
So, you know, they're talking about, he wanted to know why did he slap the Rock? It was like, because he was talking shit. That's why.
Yeah, that's the only thing that I'm going to say.
And so anyway, so Cody is cementing himself with a sympathetic baby face. This was like, I don't know. Like,
yeah, Michael Cole's a goddamn instigator, I'll tell you that.
Yes, he was. Because he kept on replaying old shit. Like, why are you bringing up old shit? Of course, Cody said that he owes everything to Brandy, the most beautiful woman in the world or something like that, which is a lie, because we know that she's nowhere near as beautiful as my wife. And WrestleMania 40, Cody's like, for the first time in history, that a Rhodes will become a world champion.
It tastes so good when Roman wins.
Guys are horrible.
So Cody was never AEW champion.
Yeah. Ring of Honor world champion.
Yeah.
NWA world champion.
See, look, a Rhodes is a world champion.
He was the NWA world champion too.
Correct.
But not WWE.
As a matter of fact, he beat current Raw GM Nick Aldis for the title.
Championship.
Nick Aldis is the SmackDown general.
Oh, whatever. So, whatever.
I don't want to say that.
It doesn't really matter. They're both on the same goddamn shows.
Cody, that's true. Liar.
Look, let's call a spade here, okay? Let's just be real.
Wait, let's not be. Oh, my bad.
Let's be real with it for 1 second. Cody doesn't win this WWE Universal Championship. All hell's gonna break loose. The world's gonna become a flat surface. AJ Styles will be happy.
Dude, it'll be the Rhodes family curse. Like, none of them will ever be champion. Kind of like how the Von Erichs kept dying, except this different.
Oh, God. Damn.
God.
And so then, Cody has to have a son. Does he have a son?
He has a daughter.
No, he has a daughter.
Oh, okay. Well, that ain't gonna work. So he can be like, Brandy, we gotta take care of this. We gotta try this again. Because I need to have a son who could grow up and then challenge yet another Anuai from the Samoan family tree. Because they ain't running out of Samoans anytime soon. I'm going to tell you that.
Oh, God.
They got a line.
That's a big, big family.
I'm just going to go outside, sit on a lawn chair, and watch the world burn.
So, you know, they can make a whole gimmick about the Codes family curse.
Wow.
And just like the Rose family curse, and you just can never win that big belt. Like, right when he pins Roman, it goes 1, 2, and he has a heart attack and rolls off him.
What the fuck?
Or like a
light ball. Hella dark, hella fast.
he trips and falls and knocks himself out, and then Roman pins him. You know, something. Maybe Brandy will turn on him. And be like, I want a real man. I want The Rock.
Wow.
Is Brandy the Miss Elizabeth where she turns on Randy and goes with Ric Flair?
Hey, Lana needs a job.
Oh, God damn it.
She could come in and attack Cody and be like, I was your side chick for all that time in AEW that you just left, and you think you're going to leave me behind?
The belt. Wow. Anyway, let's get back to Monday Night Raw.
You show your whore mouth.
Reveal that Rocky Johnson's a real father.
I was going to say who.
Father, thank you for joining us on Instagram. If you guys are watching us on Instagram, do me a really big favor. Go. I'll actually put it in the chat. Give me a second.
Which chat? The Instagram channel or the main channel?
The Instagram channel.
Go on Twitch.
You guys are mean. You guys are mean, okay?
What did I do?
The people on Instagram are trying to enjoy this show, and you guys are over there being all talking bad about Cody Rhodes because all he wants to do is talk about winning some championships.
If Cody wins, then
we've been making up.
What do you do next?
Entire time.
Something's wrong with you guys.
If Cody wins, the chase is over. There's nothing left for him to do.
And the story
is finished.
From stagnant.
Yeah.
Until he loses the
belt. Unless he fights Gunter or Bronson Reed. Or oh my god.
God damn it.
Yes.
Omos is Sapphire.
Put down Cody son. 1, 2, 3. Hey, Cody
likes Omos is Sapphire son?
Yes. Dusty and Sapphire had a child, and it was Omos.
What is wrong with you guys?
During the African tour?
Yes.
Dusty went and planted some seeds.
What is wrong?
Oh, dude, that'd be great. That'd be great.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what is wrong with these people.
Wait a minute, Dusty, you like 6'2". This woman here in Africa, she's like 5'8". How did Omos get so big? And then Michael Cole says, well, you know how them Negroes.
Boo! Get out of here. Take your shitty butt out of here.
Something is so wrong with you guys. I mean, I'm here for it. You guys don't know. Wow.
And then Brock Lesnar comes out and takes the title off him. They're like, a new world champion. Omos be like,
fuck.
You know who I am. You know why I'm here.
I saw that you won the championship. We know the situation. We know what happens next.
He be like, I'm just going to tuck mine in. Got about 40, homie. Oh shit, it's Brock.
Julia, we're coming up with good storylines right now.
I can see that contract's gonna come in the mail. As long as Nick.
God damn it, sir. What do you say?
My God. My God.
Wow, sir.
Hey, did you know that the Kabuki Warriors defended their tag
team? WWE Women's Tag Team Championships. Let's talk about that for a minute, guys. Let's talk about that.
You're thinking what I'm thinking. Who could beat Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark? That's ridiculous.
That was kind of obvious. They were. I mean, I'm happy that.
But it was Asuka. So, you know. Asuka gave that. It was Asuka and Kairi Sane, and Asuka gave that kick to the head. Lights out.
Done.
So, I mean, you know, I can't be too mad about it.
Yeah.
It was actually a really good match, to be honest with you. That was a lot better than what we witnessed beforehand.
Because, Blood, you and I have reviewed Raw a couple of times, and we've always mentioned that the tag team women's tag team title match was like the most boring match on the card.
Correct.
And finally, we get like a good, decent match.
Yep.
I'm just glad we finally got really good wrestling out of it. That the people, IWC isn't going to complain. Because you know, it's all the IWC does is complain.
Yeah.
This, that, and the other thing. It was actually a really, really, really good tag team match. I was really hoping Bayley would come down and attack somebody because,
nah,
you know,
that was ridiculous. But
hey, so here's the question: the Kabuki Warriors, how long have they been champions?
since the beginning of the
year. I wonder how long you get to be champion until the curse kicks in.
Well, so far the
curse hasn't kicked in because Josh hasn't had the belt. Josh hasn't shown the belt on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, they won the titles.
To Josh,
showing people.
Great. No. Now somebody's gonna get hurt. Thank you, Josh. Thank you.
It's knock on wood, ladies and gentlemen.
We're Josh. We're trying to keep people safe.
Hey, the women's tag team title has been good to me. I haven't gotten hurt.
Yeah.
Sorry, Josh.
Don't
go outside, Josh. Don't go outside. Don't go outside, Josh. Josh didn't go outside. Something bad's gonna happen. Don't go outside, Josh.
It already did. He fell on ice twice.
Wow.
When we had ice here.
See, that's what happens. You over there being all sus. That's what happens, Josh. That's what happened.
But I didn't get injured, so technically.
Oh, Josh!
It's you fool.
Yeah, we're trying to help you out.
Yeah. So the Kabuki Warriors have been champions.
How about we don't do that?
The Kabuki Warriors have been champion twice, and they have combined title reign of 225 days.
Weren't they like the longest reigning women's tag team champions?
They
in
are
history?
Now the yes. longest reigning. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they had to put on somebody reliable. Chelsea Green and Sonya Deville had the championships for 28 days.
Well, no, technically, Sonya Deville held the belt for a week because she got injured. And then Chelsea was the sole tag team champion until Piper Nevin showed up.
Yeah.
I mean, we're actually a pretty good team.
How the Iconics had it for 120 days.
They did?
It was really iconic. You couldn't even remember.
Iconic.
I mean, I remember Iconic, but I don't remember them holding the tag titles.
Well, that's probably when it was the NXT Tag Team Championship.
Okay, so Sinner has a valid answer. The Jumping Bomb Angels are the longest reigning women's tag team champions. Okay. The Jumping Bomb Angels are the longest reigning WWF women's champions. The longest reigning WWE women's champions are the Kabuki Warriors. And now, technically, the longest reigning WWE unified tag team champions, because they're the NXT tag champions,
correct?
Raw and the SmackDown tag champions. So,
yeah,
that's complete honesty right there.
I'm glad they got rid of the NXT women's tag titles. Those were
they had too many tag team belts for no reason.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, Melissa. Guys, do us a favor. Go like and click and subscribe on the Roundtable Pro Wrestling POD live on Twitch. POD. If you have a free subscription, if you have Amazon Prime, you have a free subscription, go ahead and click that like, click, and subscribe. Honky Tonk Man is still our longest reigning WWF Intercontinental Champion. I mean, hey, technically you're right.
I mean, it's like your question, blood about Arn Anderson with a TV title.
I mean, honestly, So here's where Sinner is trying to make his point. When you're like the WWF champions and the WWE champions, I mean, my opinion, wow. Okay, damn it. Too soon. When you're the WWE champion, we talked about this. Like, Roman Reigns is the Universal Champion. He's the undisputed Universal Heavyweight Champion. Well, that's funny because Bruno Sammartino and Hulk Hogan and Roddy Piper and Randy Orton, whoever else, Pedro Morales, all these guys.
Bob Backlund.
Never held the Universal Championship. Yeah. So this longest reign with the Universal title doesn't mean shit because that's really a Universal title. Now, if he was like the WWE champion, that's a whole different get down because those title lineages were linked together.
Right. It's actually funny you say that, Blit, because I remember when Brock Lesnar first broke the record of being the longest reigning Universal Champion, and everybody was kept saying, like, oh, he beat CM Punk's record. It was a different belt that Punk held.
Different championship.
Yeah, so technically, he didn't beat no record. Punk was still, like, that time longest reigning champion. Brock only beat the Universal title record, not the WWE championship belt.
Correct.
If you want to go down in history as the longest reigning champion of something, you have to hold the single title where the lineage starts.
One title. One.
Yeah,
title.
You can't be like, oh, I'm the NWA longest reigning NWA Pacific Northwest champion, but you know it was like the City of Compton championship before it became the Pacific Northwest belt. So, you know, I'm the longest reigning City of Compton champion ever.
Wow.
No, no, not how it works. I'm sorry, IWC. You can probably come at me. I don't care. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
Hornswoggle. That's why when Jushin Liger and Jushin Liger went out. That's why when
God damn it,
what's his name? Ultimo Dragon held all those belts. He legit held a WWF Junior Heavyweight title.
He did.
That the company forgot all about.
They surely did forget about that belt.
Hey, what's the point? Is son of a bitch, we didn't get that back.
But the point is, that championship had a lineage.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Cruiserweight Championship came out. So, like, when the Cruiserweight title came out, TJ Perkins was the first WWE Cruiserweight Champion.
Yeah.
Now, the WWF Cruiserweight Champion was, like, Taka Michinoku and you know.
That was their light heavyweight belt.
They exactly. But you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So if I'm the longest reigning intercontinental, I mean the longest reigning cruiserweight champion in history, does all those light heavyweight titles they do you add those too?
No.
Just saying. IWC, go after Josh. Don't come at me.
Yeah.
Come for Sammy.
You know what?
We feed off your hatred.
But as far as champions go, nobody's held the championship more times than R-Truth.
That is true.
I mean, literally, no one's held more WWE championships than R-Truth.
Correct.
That's facts. But, you know.
Speaking of R-Truth, he had a match with Damian Priest tonight.
I actually enjoyed this match. I really did.
Yeah, I thought R-Truth had a chance.
Yeah, but I kind of knew he was going to lose.
Yeah,
I wanted R-Truth to have a chance.
I need to # give people chances.
No, you know, Mikey lost because Johnny Gargano was out there. Johnny's a curse.
The head detective on the job. So Dom and McDonough were at ringside keeping DIY distracted because DIY was there to help out R-Truth. But what we all want to know is, when is Damian Priest cashing in their briefcase?
Yes.
You know, Money in the Bank's coming up, man.
Money in the Bank is July 1st. So his time is running out.
Is he going to be the first one to not cash it in and then have a new Money in the Bank winner?
Dude, that would be stupid.
Wait a minute. I know this is going to sound stupid, but I'm going to put it out there anyway because, you know, it's WWE.
Here we go. And I already thought about
WWE. So, the Money in the Bank briefcase is kind of like a title, right?
Yeah.
It's a contract where you can get a shot at any championship, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if he cashes in his Money in the Bank briefcase on the Money in the Bank briefcase?
What the fuck?
I want another year with this shit. I'm cashing in on the winner. What if he does that? That's some WWE shit for you right there.
I can see it. I can actually see it.
Tell me I'm wrong. That is some WWE shit right there.
I thought you were going to say that.
WWE shit.
I can say that at Money in the Bank, he's going to cash in. And then it's like one, two, and then this buzzer going to this like countdown clock in the back talking about when it's 365 days is up. One, two, and... Oh, sorry, you ran out of time.
I can also see that happening.
That's some WWE shit for you. Like, no, I mean, I can see IWC would melt down. Oh my god, they will go crazy.
Hey, the minute you see a countdown clock go up, shenanigans.
I'm surprised we didn't see Brock Lesnar show up tonight.
No black person won a match tonight, or won a championship. I should say
next week. Yeah, next week. When the new day's in the ring, he'll be like,
Kofi.
Yeah, Kofi.
I told this to Julian while you were off. I was telling him that I was playing WWE 2K24, right? In my Rise mode. And the funny thing is, I'm the current champion, and the winner of the Royal Rumble was Montez Ford. He won the Rumble. So I was going to face him at WrestleMania. But then Roman paid someone because I'm a threat because I'm about to break his record. Who did he pay? He paid Brock Lesnar. Brock cost Montez the world title match at WrestleMania. He literally F5'd him and broke his arm. And then Brock joined the bloodline.
Brock joined
the... Yes.
We really need to get WWE 2K on this game.
Yes. Here's the thing. When thank you for
joining
that.
Us, TV Talk Podcast. Thank you for joining us here on the Instagram. Go follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/roundtableprowrestlingpod.
Oh, and to make it worse, you never see Montez ever again. You don't even get a chance to wrestle him.
I mean, Montez, look, man, I love Montez. Yeah. I think he should leave Dawkins and he should just run a singles run. The guy is phenomenal in the ring. The guy can do it all. The guy can mat wrestle. He can high fly. The guy can strike. All that. The guy is great on the mic. He's a great personality. Montez is the man.
Yeah.
Two things are holding him down. Angelo Dawkins and the fact that he's Bianca Belair's husband. Because Bianca is getting all the play while he's getting none of the lay. Okay. He's getting none of it.
Hey, if you ever see him in the back talking to Seth Rollins, Seth is like, hey, man, my wife is getting a little bit too ahead of herself, too. You know what I did?
Oh, my God. I got her pregnant. Stiffest man in the business. Put Sting out for a fucking couple years. Put Becky out for 9 months. Stiffest man in the business. Yep.
But even when she was out for 9 months, everyone kept asking about Becky. So Seth was
asking about Sting, too.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So either way.
Womp womp. Either way it goes. That's 9 months for his career to pick up and blow up. Probably more than 9 months. More like 15 because, you know, got to feed the kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, before we go down that rabbit hole, hey, Jey Uso came out tonight.
Looking like
yeah, you're supposed to say you.
No.
Damn.
But Jey Uso came out tonight. And he says, I'm here to talk about my brother. Jimmy Uso. We're going to have a match at Mania. No, the crowd was like, wait.
There you go. There's your yeet-o-meter right there.
Now, he said me versus me, which I thought was funny.
He did. He said, brother versus brother, Uso versus Uso, me versus me. And I was like, he going to beat himself up.
I thought the same thing.
He was getting way excited about that, too.
Yeah.
So I thought it was funny because at first I thought Jey Uso was making a reference to rapper Moneybagg Yo because he had a song called Me Versus Me.
Mm.
But then I was like, well, Moneybagg, I might be the only person who heard of him. So.
They might use that song as their promo package to build a match. I'm just predicting that right now.
We might get that song Double Vision.
Double Vision.
So, yeah. So he just comes out and declares that he's going to have a match with his brother at WrestleMania.
And with a whole lot of yeets.
Which, if I was, I don't know, anybody else in the back, Bronson Reed, I'd be like, oh, you can just come out here and announce you got a match in the payday? Well, shoot. I challenge you, Michael Cole. I mean, something. He's out here, making matches.
I mean, Michael Cole is undefeated at WrestleMania.
We don't talk about that.
Bronson Reed could be the one to end that streak.
Jesus Christ.
So next up is next begins the number one contenders gauntlet match for the Intercontinental Championship.
This match number one contendership.
This match was good. I enjoyed this one.
So first of all, we had Ricochet versus JD McDonagh.
We knew how that was going to end.
Yeah, Ricochet's going to bounce off his dome. JD McDonagh just.
It was actually a pretty good match. Like, JD McDonagh was in control for most of the match. Yeah. The fact that he whipped him into that turnbuckle like that, that ring post, bro, like I've taken that spot before and it hurts, but that was horrible. The way he hit that, oh my God, it was so horrible the way he hit that thing. Yeah. If you've never been in a professional wrestling match, which I'm pretty sure a lot of people in this podcast that are listening have never been in a professional wrestling match, just imagine being hit in the ribs with the bat.
The ribs.
That's how it feels. And at the speed and velocity, he hit that ring post. You can't fake it. It's IWC, whoever's the wrestling fake. Yeah, you can't fake that. It was crazy. I actually enjoyed JD McDonagh in this match. He came out, he was vicious. Like he came out like he wanted to win the match.
But and at certain point, he kind of got ahead of himself.
Thank you for joining us, TNT. Oh man, god dang, I just knew you were gonna go there. I thought he was gonna say during the match he got a little big headed, but that's all right.
In 2K24, they made his head small.
They shrunk his head.
You mean they made it normal size?
They didn't want the NBA Jam session on the game. But yeah, so that first match went actually pretty long.
Yeah.
And then Ricochet wins, which is funny for me because he hits a 450 splash for the win with hurt ribs. Like, why would you do that?
Yeah,
he's learned from the Young Bucks.
See what you did there.
So, JD McDonagh has been eliminated. Out comes Bronson Reed.
Yeah.
Of course, Bronson Reed hits him with that big ass splash.
Tsunami!
At the.
Gets the win. 1, 2, 3.
Then it's Bronson Reed versus Sami Zayn.
I actually really did like this match between these two because I don't know why, but sometimes I like the David versus Goliath matches. Mm-hmm. And I actually thought these two had great chemistry. I really enjoyed it, and I actually wanted to see more of these two, Bronson and Sami, face each other. Like, if Sami defeats Gunther, he probably will. I would probably like to see.
Probably not in the world.
Boris, thanks for joining us.
Actually, no, I don't think people would burn the world. I think they would be okay with Gunther still staying in the Intercontinental Champion. But if that does happen, I could see Sami and Bronson feud for the Intercontinental Champion, and I wouldn't have a problem with that. I actually would like to see that.
I think Sami feuding with anyone over the Intercontinental Championship would be pure gold.
Yep.
Because when he was Intercontinental Champion, he was so over.
Conspiracy, Sami.
Me and Julian truly enjoy Conspiracy Sami.
I loved Conspiracy Sami. That was
awesome.
That
was good.
Great gimmick.
The CEO so, Conspiracy.
Yeah, so Sami Zayn wins, but then gets attacked by Bronson Reed while Shinsuke is just strolling down to the ring, which is one of the smarter things that I've seen on wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
You see your opponent getting attacked by the person they just got finished wrestling.
Just walk as slow as possible.
What am I running to the ring for?
Yeah, let him do his thing.
Pick the bones.
Yeah. You fucker.
Eventually, we have Sami hitting Shinsuke with a haluva kick, or a hell of a kick. A haluva kick for the win.
I like how he tried to roll him up right away, too.
Yeah, I did, too.
Like, that's how you're hurting. You won the winning match real quick. Tried to roll him up as soon as he got in the ring. That was smart.
Yeah.
But, you know, this exchange between Sami and Shinsuke didn't make either one of them look bad.
Mm-mm. Correct.
Like, Sami was already injured from the tsunami splash and from getting beat up afterwards. He was already injured. The fact that he was crawling to his feet and then went for the pin right away, that shows great ring awareness for one. Two, it shows that he was smart.
Yeah.
So it is what it is.
So next up, last gauntlet match of the night, Sammy's final opponent is going to be Chad Gable. And Chad Gable's like, man, come on, get him out. I'm not trying to
win. I don't want to win by this.
If you were smart, you would take the advantage and beat him while he's
But he's not that guy. Chad Gable has honor.
He should, though.
He has honor.
I'm going to tell you.
Josh.
I'm going to tell you, as someone who's won dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of singles championships.
By cheating.
Hey.
Hey, if the ref doesn't see it,
it doesn't count.
Hold on for a second. It is not that cheating. Okay?
If you don't get caught.
It's called winning at all costs. Exactly. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, before I was rudely interrupted by Julian calling me a cheater. Wow, Julian.
I've never cheated to win.
Hey. I just win matches at all costs. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is...
He beat up a priest one time. So
he coveted something that was not his. Hey, you can't be over here talking about don't covet thy wives, don't covet thy redhead girlfriends either. You know what I'm saying? He coveted something that was mine. I defended what was mine. Nothing wrong with that. Okay. God didn't have a problem with that. In the Bible, it says, you know, thou shalt not covet other people's shit.
Other people's shit. Thou shalt not covet other people's shit.
All right. I mean, yeah, it is what it is. I'm just saying. The point I'm trying to make is that, one, he is a nice guy. He is a good guy. He is the will around the new Kurt Angle, so to speak. So he's like integrity, intelligence, intensity, all the other bullshit, right? Hold on.
Okay.
Hear me out. But you know, the second thing is that he will never hold a singles championship because of the first thing. He does not have that killer instinct. He did not want to beat Sammy's ass when Sammy was down, hurting. Sammy was down on the ground, I'd have rolled his ass up. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Yep.
Pull the tights, pull the hair, grab the rope, put the referee in the eyeballs, kicked him in the nuts, whatever. I'd have got the 3 count.
You know what Kurt Angle
then would've... I would have picked him up and shook his hand like, you good, bro? No, after that, yeah.
You know what Kurt Angle would have told Chad Gable? Why you didn't take the advantage? You could have won.
Correct.
He's like, but I want to wrestle honor. And he's like, no.
He wants to wrestle the honorable way.
No, it's that honorable bullshit.
You got to relay on 3 things.
Intensity, integrity, and intelligence. And he had none of those tonight. Because if he had any one of those, he would have won his match.
It would have went for it.
So, you know, Chad Gable busted out his usual very suplexes. What did he call that last match? That last stalling German?
Chaos Theory,
yes. A stalling German suplex, also available in WWE No Mercy on the Nintendo 64.
Wow. Okay. Cheap plug.
Yeah. Sammy wins. And even, he was hugging Chad Gable. I was like, oh. What is he going to do? Is he going to snap? Is he going to hit him?
I was actually waiting.
But he doesn't.
I was actually waiting for Chad to turn heel.
He leaves.
It would have been great if Chad did turn heel. It would have been great.
Yeah.
But he didn't. He just left.
You know, all in all, that probably was the best match on Raw.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out
of all the gauntlet matches, that was the very best match on Raw.
Oh, yeah.
That was the most memorable moment on Raw. Yeah, like Husky said, sportsmanship out the window. When it comes, if you're having a regular one-on-one match with someone, yeah, shake their hand, sportsmanship. You're going for a championship, poke them. I subscribe to the Bobby Heenan way of living. Eye. Poke him in the eye, stab him in the back, punch him in the nuts, whatever.
You do one to others before they can do one to you.
Whatever it takes, just get that win.
That's right. That's the difference between winners and losers. A winner will do what it takes to win. Loser is just the guy who lays there. Yeah.
Just don't get caught.
Not cheating unless you get caught.
Not cheating unless you get caught, indeed.
Anyway. So we got some really good matches coming up. It was a 5-star gauntlet. I think that the last match was the best sequence of all the matches, though, honestly. We call Sammy's win 3 weeks ago. Well, at least I did when I said Sammy's going to Mania because of the way they kept pushing and pushing and pushing Sammy over all the other people. The way they kept talking about Sammy. It was like right there. Typical WWE format.
And talking about that, he hasn't won for a while. So that was building up.
Yep. He needs to make this road to WrestleMania his own.
Yep.
The second thing about tonight, we talked about this, 2 months ago? Bloodline, brother versus brother.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this. I know WWE producers watch this show. Ring announcers watch this show. We know because Austin Rome, a.k.a. the ring announcer, Mike Rome, follows us on here. Shout out to him. It could be a triple threat match just because Gunther is a true gentleman. Not a gentleman. Yeah. Gunther may be a gentleman, but Gunther's smart. And he knows. That's why he's the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got a whole bunch of really great matches lined up for Mania so far. We just got set AJ Styles and LA Knight. We got to set that match up.
Yeah.
It's be official. We have to have Randy Orton versus Logan Paul for the United States Championship. That match needs to be set up. But where does that leave Kevin Owens?
Time in World Battle Royal.
He's going to fight Stone Cold Steve Austin again?
No.
He's going to face Austin Theory.
Nah.
In the pre-show.
Austin Theory is when he wins matches at Mania. So
that's a house show match. I mean.
Yeah.
Thank God and heard about it.
But yeah, we will be. We will be more than happy to be right there front and center to watch these matches at Mania, which we're gonna do both nights, Mania night one and night two. Predictions championship night one for the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast Predictions Championship. Who I am the longest reigning champion in all of predictions history of this company, this podcast. Hopefully Julian can strike while the iron's hot.
Knockout.
I mean, I'm on the retirement tour. My entering retirement tour. My podcast retirement tour too. Io Sky versus Bayley with the women's championship on the line. We might have a triple threat match. We might have a triple threat match with the WWE World Women's Championship as the champion. Mommy herself, Rhea Ripley, defends against Becky Lynch, the man, versus she's not like most girls, Nia Jax. Who knows? Should be great.
Live in that match.
Oh, then Liv Morgan. Oh God, fatal four way. And then Charlotte comes back out of nowhere. Brock Lesnar wins the match.
Correct.
Wait, have you seen Charlotte's Instagram today? She's been working hard in the gym.
Oh, more plastic surgery?
No, she's working her legs. Yeah. And
with more plastic?
The Rock is like, straighten out your form. You're looking good. To come back is stronger than, you know.
Now, let's be honest. She would not go for that belt. She would go for Bayley's belt.
I don't know.
Because Rhea did beat Charlotte for that belt. And then it turned into that belt. So it would make sense. She never got a rematch.
I want a shot too. So with that being said, guys, you know what Wednesday is?
It's trivia night.
It's time for me to regain
big business. And as a trivia champion, I'll be gracious enough to allow Center to challenge me for the prediction. I mean, for the trivia championship as well.
Yeah, that's true. You are the current champion right now for trivia. You won last week.
Right. I am the last place champion. Thank
yeah, you. Yeah. You're Seth Rollins to my Roman Reigns. I get it. I get it. It's okay, Roman. Just don't wear your wife's shoes to work.
God damn.
Too soon, man. Too soon. Shout out to The Rock for causing all kind of drama on the internet.
All kind of chaos.
But Wednesday's big business, the return to the wrestling ring of Mercedes Money,
aka Sasha Banks. Are you sure? Watch AEW.
Hey, man. You know what? I wasn't there when she signed the contract, although it was stated that she signed a contract back in January. I don't know. But we will see. Ladies and gentlemen, we're doing it live at 5:30 at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, an actual live watch along of Dynamite.
My God,
boss. So make sure you guys are joining us here live on the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast. For the Mixologist and for J&J, I am the Franchise. We'll see you guys Wednesday, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, live on twitch.tv/TheRoundtablePro Wrestling Podcast.
Meat sauce, brother.